Accept charity in that way are considered to be in the moment of ignorance. Such a person is followed the path of foolishness, surely they must lament at the end. For our part, it's here said that one should strictly follow scriptures if one actually wants this, which is like the same explained in Bhagavad Gita. He who discards scriptural injunction acts according to his own whims, attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. One who does not strictly follow the terms of the Vedic injunctions never attains success in life or happiness. I want to speak of going home back to Godhead. One Shastra conjunction holds that householder, Kshatriya, or administrator head should not refuse to accept a woman if she voluntarily requests to become a wife. Since Kala Kanya, the daughter of time, was deputed by Narada Muni to offer herself to the Yavanaraj, the king of the Yavanas, did not refuse her. All transactions must be performed in light of the Shastra conjunctions. Shastra conjunctions confirmed by great sages like Narada Muni, as stated by Narada Das Thakur, Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakti Chitta Kodi Aikya. I want to follow the principles of the sacred personal scriptures and spiritual master. In this way, one is sure to attain success in life. Kalakanya, the daughter of time, presented herself before the king of the Yavanas precisely in terms of Sadhu Shastra and Guru. Thus, there was no reason for not accepting. Kalakanya continued, O gentle one, I am now present before you to serve you. Please accept me and thus show me mercy. It is a gentleman's greatest duty to be compassionate upon a person who is distressed. Purport, Yavanaraj, the king of the Yavans, could also refuse to accept Kalakanya, daughter of time, but he considered the request to be the order of Narada Muni, because he accepted Kalakanya in a different way. In other words, the injunctions of Narada Muni are the path of devotional service can be accepted by anyone within the three worlds, and certainly by the king and the governors. Lord Chaitanya himself requested everyone to preach the Kala Bhakti all over the world, in every village and town. Preachers in the Krishna consciousness movement have actually experienced that even the Yavanas and Lachas have taken the spiritual life on the strength of Narada Muni's contractual video. When mankind follows the disciplic succession as recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone throughout the world will benefit. After hearing the statement of Kalakanya, daughter of time, the king of the Yavanas began to smile and devise a means for executing his confidential duty on behalf of Providence. He then addressed Kalakanya as follows. Purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita said, "Hey Kaleshwara Krishna, are sabhritya jare yache nachaya sevitache korenacha." Actually, the Supreme Controller is the personality of God. Krishna, everyone is his servant. Yavanaraj, the king of the Yavanas, was also a servant of Krishna. Consequently, one can execute the purpose of Krishna through the agency of Kalakanya. Although Kalakanya means invalidity or old age, Yavanaraj wanted to serve Krishna by introducing Kalakanya everywhere. Thus, the same person by attaining old age will become fearful of death. Foolish people engage in material activities as if they will live forever and enjoy material advancement. Actually, there is no material advancement. Under illusion, people think that material opulence will save them, but although there has been much advancement in material science, the problems of human society, birth and death, old age and disease, are still unsolved. Nonetheless, foolish scientists are thinking that they have advanced materially. When Kalakanya, the invalidity of old age, attacks them, they become fearful of death if they are sane. Those who are insane simply do not care for death, nor do they know what is going to happen after death. They are under the wrong impression that after death there is no life, and consequently they can very irresponsibly this life and enjoy unrestricted sense gratification. For an intelligent person, the appearance of old age is impetus to spiritual life. People naturally fear impending death. The king of the Yavadas tried to utilize Kalakanya for this purpose. The king of the Yavadas replied, "After much consideration, I have arrived as a husband for you. Actually, as far as everyone is concerned, you are inauspicious and mischievous, since no one likes you. How can anyone accept you as his wife?" Therefore, after much consideration, the king of the Yavadas decided to make the best use of a bad bargain. Kalakanya was a bad bargain. And no one liked her, but everyone can be used for the service of the Lord. Thus, the king of the Yavanas tried to utilize her for some purpose. The purpose has already been explained. That is, Kalakanya, Jara, the invalidity of old age, can be used to arouse a sense of fear in people so that they will prepare for the next life by engaging in Krishna consciousness. One who does not give charity according to the customs or injunctions of the scriptures and who does not accept charity in that way are considered to be the mode of ignorance. Such persons follow the path of foolishness. Surely they must lament at the end. Now, O gentle one, I am now present before you to serve you. Please accept me and show mercy. Show me mercy. And a gentleman's greatest duty to be compassion upon a person who is distressed. But to hearing the status of Kalakanya, daughter of Khan, king of the Yavas, began to smile and devise a means for executing his confidential duty on behalf of providence. He then addressed Kalakanya as follows. After much consideration, I have arrived as a husband for you. Actually, as far as everyone is concerned, you are inauspicious and mischievous. Since no one likes you, how can anyone accept you as his wife? So, here we have a continuation of this story, and this is Kalakanya speaking, pleading with Yavanaraj, king of the Yavanas, to accept her as his wife. As we see, Narada Muni refused. So though here she gives an argument, well, this is according to the scriptures, you have to accept me because if I approach you and ask you, you should marry me. But actually, we see she's not very scriptural, ultimately. She's marrying a Yavana, after all, who doesn't follow scripture. And we know that this whole incident is not actually about Dharma. And we know that Narada Muni already refused her. Even he didn't follow scripture by accepting her. But nevertheless, she uses this argument that you have to accept. So it's not inevitable that one, if one doesn't follow the scriptural thing, then one, you know, is condemned to hell. So we see Narada Muni didn't marry her, and many others also didn't marry her. So they're not being a dharma by doing so. There is, of course, rules like this under certain circumstances. Yes, this is especially so for the kshatriya. He has to accept the person who comes, the woman who comes to him. But it's not an inevitable rule of Shastra. So sometimes people will use the rules of Shastra for their own purposes, take them out of context and use it to support their own arguments. So this is an example of that. In any case, all of these personalities are ultimately under the Supreme Lord's will, though it looks as if they're evil and whatever. We see everything in the material world ultimately, all the gunas, even tamagun, is ultimately under the Lord's will. Of course, indirectly. So therefore, destructive principles and death and fear and old age, all these things ultimately are under the Supreme Lord, but indirectly. So the Lord does not desire that everyone get old and die and suffer. The Lord wants everyone to be blissful and eternal. But nevertheless, we see in the material world, this does not take place and everyone suffers. So the material world is made by the Supreme Lord so that these things are automatically there. So Maya and Prakriti, etc., have inclusive in them ignorance, karma, suffering, time, influence of time, old age. It's automatically built into the material world. That cannot be avoided. It's just the nature of the world as Krishna made it. So that's the will of Krishna. He made the world in this way. That we have to suffer it, that is not what the Krishna does. No. That's Jiva's choice. That he prefers to suffer to get the enjoyment of the material world. So he accepts that sacrifice. I will suffer and die, but I want to enjoy the material world without God. Well, that's the choice of the jiva. So though the Lord makes this system with some inbuilt suffering in it, it is a jiva's choice to try to stay here. Now, of course, he wouldn't stay here if he only got suffering, 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 suffering. That wouldn't be very advisable. So he stays here because he does get some sort of enjoyment. But that enjoyment also is not real enjoyment. It's a reflection of enjoyment. Because the enjoyment arises through matter. And matter ultimately cannot be enjoyable by the jiva, who is spiritual. So it's like the fish trying to enjoy outside the water, so to speak. So the jiva in the material world is trying to enjoy and can't. How does he think he's enjoying? Because of illusion, ignorance, ahankara. Then he thinks, oh, yes, I am also material and I can enjoy very nicely and stimuli coming in, and this is what we call enjoyment. So it's an illusion enjoyment in relation to the experience of his material body. And that's exactly what Paranjan is. He's in the body and he's identifying with all the wonderful things in his material body. And therefore, he's saying, I am enjoying this body. So, but we see that inbuilt within this whole system is destruction and old age, etc. So that is what is presented here. All of these personalities that come, time and death and fear and old age, they are simply inbuilt within the material world. And if you want to get your enjoyment like Paranjan, then you also have to get this automatically. So you can enjoy in the city, but the city will be destroyed. It will fall apart and get burned up eventually. So it's an inevitable feature of the material world. So yes, it is ultimately under the will of the Supreme Lord, but it is not that the Supreme Lord wants everybody to simply suffer and die, etc. So why does the Lord make the material world in this way then? So he makes it in this way to wake the jivas up from ignorance. That's all. So it's why do we have to suffer to become knowledgeable? Technically, an intelligent person won't have to suffer. He can see others suffering, and then he says, oh, that's not proper, so I'll do something else. But unintelligent people don't listen to that. They don't observe properly. They don't understand. So they keep repeating the same mistakes and getting the same suffering all the time. And even they see others suffering and they see others suffering, they still don't. Why? Ignorance. Just like the person who is drunk, he's suffering, and he knows he's suffering, but because of ignorance, he continues like that. So, this is the position of a person. But then we'll see that a person in that ignorance state, because of the suffering at a certain point, he may decide, we don't want to do this anymore. So then, the drunkard can also get cured. But he can't get cured until he realizes his suffering state. If he doesn't realize it, then it's no, nothing can happen. Yeah, he just sits on the street, sleeps all the time. But if he realizes, oh, I'm suffering, then at that point he can, and I don't like the suffering, then he can make some decision to get cured. Yeah? So often in the material world, it is the suffering only which wakes a person up to some higher principles. Otherwise, he won't do anything. So that is why we do have the law of karma working in the material world, to make people aware that they have to become responsible for their actions, etc. And gradually, as they rise up in the gunas and they come to sattva guna and they're very responsible, then they can realize, oh, I'm not the body at all, I'm the soul. So therefore, the material world is built like this to bring the jiva gradually up to a state where he can understand that he's not the material body. That is knowledge. This is also part of the material world. Part of maya is vidya. I'm not the body. The other part is avidya. So both aspects are there in maya. So eventually the system works in such a way that it is possible to access vidya and understand you're not the material body in the material world. But usually it's a long process of experiencing body after body, going through all sorts of suffering, etc. And then, as a result, we begin to follow rules and regulations, etc., become responsible. Then, if we come to the scriptural level, we follow the rules of scripture. And then, we can realize that we're not a body at all. So we enter into vidya at that point. So this is the arrangement of the Lord for people who are unintelligent. They can't get any advancement except from suffering. Intelligent people don't have to suffer. They can avoid that suffering by understanding the principles and then doing their actions properly. So that basically is the higher aspects in the Varnashram system. You get intelligence and you learn Shastra and you learn how to follow properly, etc. And then you can avoid things. You don't have to experience. So this is the whole idea of Varnashram system, to raise you up to that point where you can judge right and wrong, etc. So we have the moral laws and things like this. This is good, this is right, this is wrong, this is auspicious, this is sin, this is for you, etc. So that system is worked out for intelligent people. If you're not intelligent, then you simply follow the system and it still works. So that's why the sutras are there at the bottom. And they simply follow the system. They don't think, they just follow whatever you tell them to do. Yeah? And automatically, if they follow, then they do the right thing and they avoid the wrong thing. So this is the system that Krishna institutes to purify people in the material world. So he doesn't just leave them there to go through karma and life after life. He also gives a system to help in that process to make it a little quicker. Even without the system, people can also advance and get some realization. But if they have the system, it becomes easier. Theoretically, it is possible to understand you're not the material body after many, many births. But it is much easier if you have access to scriptures and they tell you something, you get a hint, and then you can understand, and then it's easier for you. Just like it is theoretically possible that everybody could discover Einstein's theory eventually. But it's easier if you just get it from a book and then you can advance on that, based on that work. So in this way, the system was set up. So therefore, it is not surprising that this old age and disease and death and time and fear are operating in the material world. It is simply an aspect of the material world meant for the betterment of the jivas in the ultimate sense. So that is mentioned here where Yamanaraj says, yes, this, because of the higher rule, I will accept you. There is some will involved in this, so I will accept you. And you can go around and you can afflict everybody with old age, because this is the will of the Lord anyways. And this way he accepts the Kalakani and helps her function in the material world. So, of course, as I said, it is not that Krishna wants the jiva to suffer old age and death, etc. And therefore, we'll find in the scriptures the promise of the Lord that you can have eternal life and no suffering at all, no birth and death. You can have this also. So the Lord actually does not desire this situation for the jiva. So we should not blame the Supreme Lord for making the world in this way where everyone has to suffer. Rather, we have to put responsibility in the jiva for choosing to live in the material world and try to be happy in this illusion. That's all. In other words, if you follow Dharma, a Dharma is enunciated by the Lord, and we follow that, and then accordingly we get some result from the Lord. And even if we don't follow the Lord, still He's made the law of karma there in the material world, ultimately under the will of the Lord. So you have to follow anyway, according to the law of karma, and get your results. And of course, ultimately the Lord doesn't want you to suffer karma, but that suffering also is beneficial to help you come to a higher level. Let's say it's a step towards vidya, because by worshipping they at least recognize higher authority, and they don't recognize I'm completely independent, I should just work by myself. So worship of any form is better than no worship, is the same. And to do that worship, they have to do vrata, and they have to follow some rules. So therefore they have to restrict their senses. So that is better than nothing. So that's why karma kanda is better than no karma kanda, but karma kanda is less than Vaishnava culture.
Yeah.